broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. Caller lines are open, 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525 if you'd wish to call in. And Chris still appears to be on the line there. Welcome back, bro. But I wanted to talk about the US election and how freaking irrelevant it is. Really, isn't it? I mean, who cares? The outcome of the World Series has more to do with the outset of American history than the presidency, I say. You know, this is just another stage show. They fronted. It's like Presidential Idol or something like that, except there ain't no Simon Cowell guy saying there, and he goes, "You shouldn't even be a manager at Subway, you freaking talentless twat. Get out of here. Stop wasting more freaking time, eh? All right. Take the number off your chest, rescind your voting papers, and get out of this freaking studio, okay? You just ain't presidential material, mate. I have tutored many presidents in my time with my Freemasonic upbringing, and you just don't make the grade. I'm sorry. You ain't going to get your super pack. Look, the only pack you're going to get is a freaking pack of cigarettes to help with your freaking depression of being such a useless freaking douchebag, innit? That's what I'm talking about. This is how the presidential election should be run. It should be run by people who hate the presidents, who think that they're scum, and don't ask them questions, allowing them to lie to people. Instead, they simply criticize them, tell them that they're a douchebag, and they should shut the frack up and get the frack out of here. You know, this is the appropriate response. I feel in opposition with the current paradigm. Now, there's a place for real, meaningful, and open and honest debate. And none of those two main presidential candidates belong at that table, I believe. They are a joke. And when they walk out into the street, the appropriate response is not to rush up to them and go, "Oh, I love you, I'm going to vote for you," and stuff like that. The appropriate response is to point at them and go, "Guy's so retarded. He thinks he'll actually control something by being the president of the United States and the prime minister of New Zealand or something like that. What a useless, pathetic douchebag who's completely got his head in the clouds. He's probably going to get assassinated if he tries to do anything right." That's the appropriate response. Because people are a freaking joke everywhere they go, you know? I mean, hire groups of bloodthirsty children if necessary. Get them to attack and aggress and point fingers at and cackle at these useless pieces of trash wandering around with their swagger. They are pathetic. And also, they're the same guy. They're the same freaking guy. Look, Obama, right, comes out of freaking nowhere, CIA background, tutored by, like, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger type crowd, and won't even release his birth certificate, won't even release his college records. Even Donald Trump came out and said, "Bro, if you release just your college records or something like that, I'll give $5 million to a charity of your choice." Think he's received those things? That a $5 million check from Donald Trump, which would not bounce, go to a charity? No, not on your net. Okay, it's a scumbag. Okay, a dishonest, deceitful scumbag. So naturally, he's presidential material. Then you have a look at Romney. Goes over to Israel. Says, "Oh, well, Israel's great and blah, blah, blah. We need to go to war with Iran." Okay, he's a scumbag working for the military-industrial complex. So you got two scumbags working for the military-industrial complex being funded by the freaking same banking cartel that's been destroying the United States since the institution of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, since the last time they manipulated a Woodrow Wilson president to sign away the freaking sovereignty of the United States. And those are your choices! And they don't talk about the Green Party. They don't talk about the Justice Party. They don't talk about the Constitution Party. Do they? There ain't no third party. There are third parties, which nobody even bothers to talk about in any way, shape, or form, do they? And I was astounded absolutely astounded to learn that there was only one ever third-party debate in United States history, and it happened like a week ago. The first ever third-party debate in how many hundred-year-old freaking history? Are you kidding me, bro? Is there any more evidence that you need that the media and the politicians and the evil scumbaggery corporations are working together to silence the competition? To say, hey, look, bro, I know you've got correct concepts. I know that you can actually solve the problems of America. I know that you actually care about the American way of life. So, in an effort to support you, we're going to ignore you in your entirety and never in any way, shape, or form discuss anything that you're talking about. There were no major TV networks that were broadcasting that third-party debate. It was hosted by Larry Fracking King. And it still wasn't even televised. You could catch it online if you wanted. RT was doing it. But not the corporate-controlled media. Not the absolutely filthy, deadly scumbaggery pit of vipers that lay on your information for you. Is it any surprise that America is the most entertained and least informed country on earth? There really is no place at the table for these people who are talking about real constitutional issues and attempting to destroy the apparatus and implementation of the New World Order agenda and Agenda 21 and all of these other different programs, which have been admitted fact for goodness knows how long, and yet people still ain't getting it. Voter turnout is like nothing. You know, and no wonder. People think there's only two parties to vote for, and both of them suck balls. They're the worst pieces of vile, deceptive, trashy, uncaring, corrupt, financially distraught, indebting fracks that the place could even come up with. It's like somebody was sitting there with a cauldron and cooking up some kind of vile potion. You know, get a leg of Romney, get a scalp of Obama, an eye of Newt, going rich, a toenail of Bernanke, and hey presto, you know, we've got ourselves a new presidential formula for you. And they keep coming up with all of these stupid things that don't mean anything. If you're a truther and you know what the truth is, watching any presidential debate is like having electrodes on your nipples. It's that painful, that frustrating, that angering to listen to. People don't care, you know, like the debate about women. They don't mention that feminism was financed by the Rockefeller Foundation, so that now every single woman doesn't really have a choice about whether or not to stay home with her kids, so you destroy the family unit, and now you've also got two frickin' incomes to tax, so you can lower the value of people's wages, so not only can you not raise your kids, you can't even afford them anymore, so you stop having them. That's what feminism actually was. And the presidents come out and say, oh, we support women going into the workforce and everything. Dude, I would support raising wages so that maybe one parent could support a household. I would support seizing all IRS and CIA activity. I would seize the Federal Reserve. These are the things that are holding women and men and children and foreigners and domestics. This is the boot that is holding us all down. It's variously eclectic, and it has gotten to the point where enough is enough. I'm not going to deal with it anymore. Shut up, Obama. Shut up, Romney. You're not talking sense. You're just making it up.
off the top of your cauldron manufactured dome, and you're being spun by the media as some kind of a frickin' savior. When the fact of the matter is, when Obama was elected, he didn't save you. He enslaved you even further than any other president throughout history. He, in his first year, he got the country into more debt than all previous presidents from Washington to Bush combined in a year. This is not your savior. This is your destroyer. But he's going to save you from the hurricane, so vote for him and re-elect him, because he will save you again this time. You know, I'm sure he won't be lying this time. Wake up! Stop buying into it! These people are manipulating you, these people are lying to you, and they will continue to do so for as long as you let them. I'm going to let them manipulate me anymore. They probably are, but, you know, I'm going to make an effort at least. I am going to wake up. I am going to get out. I am going to step out that frickin' door. I am going to point a megaphone at this piece of trash and go, "Gareth, stop!"